This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and as always, I'm so glad and honored that you guys decided to be with us today, and I'm glad to be on the journey with you guys as you're journeying with me on this thing we call life. You know, God is so good, and I think one of the things of life that I take with me every day is knowing that even though I don't go by what I see or feel, I know that in the unseen realm, there are things all around me that is rooting for me. There is a great cloud of witnesses. There is angels. There's things around me that even though I can't see it, I know is working things out for my good. That that I'm being cheered on by something I can't see or feel, but I have to know the reality of knowing that there is life around me that I can't see, always pulling me and pushing me in the right direction. And that's what's great about life, is really seeing and recognizing that all things are going to work out for my good. So really, you know what? Don't worry about it. Don't worry. Don't sweat the small stuff, because everything's going to work out for our good. So, you know, many of you are on my Book of the Month program, which I'm so thrilled. It's actually called Hot Off the Press Monthly Book Club, and I am thrilled. It's growing every day. We have so many hundreds of people on it who are getting my monthly books. And once again, if you're not getting my monthly books, you guys are missing out, because they have revelational things in them that are packed on my books on foods and good grief, let's see, prophecy, seeing abilities. I mean, you know, I'm actually creating books right now on finding your space, knowing how to create your space. We're dealing with also another book called How to Heal Yourself, which goes into depth of what you can do for yourself that most of us neglect. I mean, guys, there are so many dynamic books this hour for the book club members. So I'm telling you, you guys need to make sure you are on them. You are on top of it, because we need that. We need that education every day to be able to continue to grow and stretch us into a new paradigm. Every day, we all need that. So definitely make sure you're signed up on identitynetwork.net, and you're signed up on the Hot Off the Press Monthly Book Club. If you can't find the website, then give our office a call, because I know that my staff and team would love to be able to set you up to where you get that book every month, free shipping, a discounted book price, free ebook as well with it every month. I mean, you can't imagine. You're saving at least $20-something a month, at least, on these books. So anyway, so make sure you sign up for it. So I wanted to tackle a subject today that I believe is really, really every one of us go through. There's not one person on this planet, no matter who they are, what religion they are, what ethnic group they are, which side of the tracks they come from, which side of the world they come from, everybody's faced with the same thing, and that is what? We're all going to be offended at least once in our lives. We're all going to be rejected once in our lives at least. We're all going to be abandoned, or feel like maybe someone just abandoned us once in our lives. We're all going to feel like someone talked dirty or talked bad to us and we didn't like it, and you know, and it's like, you know, I'm just so offended, you know. And sometimes we get to the place where it's like we just don't want to forgive. Let's just face it. A lot of times in our lives, we look at ourselves and we think, it's hard for me to forgive the person who did this to my family, did this to me, said this to me, said this to my brother or sister, or even maybe go as far as even saying it's hard to forgive someone that maybe has murdered. Maybe someone in prison now who's maybe murdered their mother, your father, or maybe raped somebody, or took advantage of somebody, stole their purse, I mean, you know, or robbed their bank account. The truth is, everybody on planet Earth, no matter how rich or poor you are, black and white, no matter if you're from India, America, no matter if you're Christian, Hindu, or atheist, or satanic, Satanist, whatever, that's an extreme for you, hey. But I'm just saying, everybody deals with not knowing what to do when we're offended or hurt. And if you really look at life, you realize that we're all in the same boat. We're all trying to find out a way that we cannot live so toxic and find it in our path where other people don't rule us because of maybe something they've done bad to us. And we're all in that same category, that same boat of not wanting to be tied down or held down because we don't know how to forgive somebody. And believe it or not, folks, someone you don't forgive will always have power over you. And I want you to think about that. The person you don't forgive will always hold power over you. And that's a really strong statement, because I know so many people who years later will still talk about that same person. You know, I just can't stand them. And you're like, okay, wait a minute. Didn't that happen like 10 years ago? Like, didn't that happen like 5 years ago? 2 years ago? You know, and why are you still talking about it? Because that person that you haven't forgiven will still hold power over you. No matter how much you speak in tongues, pray in the Spirit, fall out in the power of God, none of that matters whatsoever when it deals with the fact that you are commanded to forgive. Because if you don't forgive and let it go, you will always be controlled by the person who did this to you or did it to your family member. Always. So today I want to bring to you some points that I really want you to think about. Now, some of these might seem a little, heard that before, but I want to sort of tell you a little bit more detail about some of them. Now, one of the points I want to bring out today is what? First of all, acknowledgement. Acknowledge your hurt. Acknowledge the fact that this person hurt me. And what we mean by that is it doesn't mean you wallow in the pain and just over and over again like a broken record, just go over that pain in every moment of your mind. No. It means acknowledge the fact I was hurt by what this person did to me. I was hurt by what they did to so and so, my mother, my father. You know, I was hurt because you took my money. I was hurt because you robbed my bank account, whatever the case may be. You know, you have to look at these things and acknowledge the fact that I was hurt. Then you begin to look at that and say, here's the key thing. You do not want to get into the place of why. Why would you do this to me? The truth is, if people do something to you, you may never truly get the answer. If you're blessed by God, you might get the answer of someone saying, because I was jealous of you, or because you always feel like you're better than me, or maybe you're better looking than I am, or you think, because you have more money than me. There's always going to be those questions answered of more on the materialistic part of life, based on looks and you think you're better than me or how much money. There's a lot of things that are going to be based on the outward expressions or outward appearances of why someone would do something to you. But if you never get an answer from somebody, you have to remember, you've got to learn to set yourself free to realize, will the why really clear up things for you? No. It really won't. I remember just speaking to a young lady that in my life coaching sessions, and I've been dealing with her probably about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and she insists most of the time of, you've got to seek God for me to, I need to know why? And I've told her before, I said, the why is sometimes never answered, and you've got to learn to realize that why will not change your situation. That why will not bring your husband back, you know, from the dead. That why is not going to bring your wife back who cheated on you and walked out on you. The reason why, because why doesn't always answer the question. In other words, it never makes you feel good. If you sit here and you say to yourself, for example, why did my wife cheat on me and she left me? Why? Okay, well, what if she came back to you one day, which probably will not happen, she came back to you one day and she said, I left you because I feel like you're mean. I left you because I feel like, you're not as good looking as this next guy, or you gained weight, or, whatever the case may be, no matter what it is. Those whys really are sometimes going to even hurt worse and almost like turn the knife in your back even more, than it did before, because sometimes that won't bring an answer. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do when somebody says, I left you for another woman? Okay, so you got that. You heard the why. What is that going to do for you? What are you going to find yourself doing? Okay, so that means I'm not pretty, so that knocks you down a little bit more. Oh, I must be, he went for someone younger because I'm older. That knocks you down. See, whys never really bring healing. And this is where people miss it. The why never brings healing. And the truth of the matter is, the only reason why you want to know the why is simply because of the fact you're being nosy about it. And it doesn't make it, I'm not bringing light to the situation, but being nosy about, I just have to know. Why? Because it doesn't do you any good. Here's my question to you. Are you more genuine and really desperate to be healed? Or are you more desperate to just find out why? Because all the why does for you is it turns a knife in you. It gives you great gossip information to gossip of why they did this to you, and stuff. So you have to begin to look at this and realize the why does not heal you. Never has, never will. What heals you is truth. And when we think of an answer versus truth, always remember this. Truth sets you free. Answers do not set you free. And people that get sort of, They sort of bring that over to the place of truth when they deal with an answer. Because I need an answer. Answers do not set you free, my friends. Not at all. Truth set you free. You might say, well, is there a difference? Absolutely, there's a difference. An answer is just literally answering something to your why, but it doesn't leave you in a place where it is mentally or physically or emotionally setting you free. If I was to say to you, you know, hey, I know why your wife left you. Really, why? I've been wanting to know why forever. Because let's say you're way overweight for them. That's hurtful, is it not? So what is that guy going to do then? You think that's going to set him free? No, it's probably going to put more condemnation upon him, probably make him feel worse than he already does already. So answers don't do it. But when you get a truth that goes beyond an answer, and you get the truth of God, something begins to penetrate your heart, and the truth begins to say, you know what? I can do something about this. In fact, this truth encourages me because truth sets you free. Truth doesn't put you in bondage. Truth doesn't make you feel worse. Truth sets you free out of the chains. So I always let people know, when you're looking for an answer to the why, it's never going to do you good. And don't try to manipulate the situation by saying, but if I just knew, no, if you just knew, it would still not do you anything, any good. All right? So when it deals with forgiveness, acknowledge your hurt. Acknowledge that pain. And when you acknowledge it, here's something that people don't ever pay attention to. When we say acceptance, you got to come into a place of acceptance. What does that mean exactly? Accept the things that you cannot change about your past. Here's the situation. If your wife leaves you, your husband leaves you, you are robbed, you know, at gunpoint, or whatever the case may be. I'm always bringing in those extremities into my points because sometimes these things do happen. So here's the thing. You can't go back and change it. No matter how much you say, man, I should not have worn my purse. I should have held my purse. I should have put it across my shoulders, and that would have happened. You know, or, you know, man, if I'd only done this, she would have stayed with me. If I'd only done that, he would have stayed with me. The truth is, if you sit here and you look at yourself and you think to yourself, if I don't actually realize that all these what-ifs are not making any difference. Because you know what? You can what if all day. I should have done this. I should have done this. Or I should have done that. No matter how many times you do that, guess what? The deed's done. You got robbed, right? You got left, you know? You got slapped, you got hit. I mean, the thing is, it doesn't do anything because the past cannot be changed. So you have to learn to accept the fact that my past is my past. There's no need in going over and over again in my mind. When I talk to people who say, and here's what they say, and this is probably many of you, I've been going over this over and over again in my mind for a month. Why on earth did this happen to me? And right then and there, I was about to say, okay, so let me tell you, so here's what I'm hearing. You wasted a month of your life by empowering the person who hurt you, gave them your full month where you're non-productive, not even thinking in a respectful way towards yourself. You're too busy thinking about the person who did the harm to you. Well, that really, if you think about it, is a little twisted. I want you to think about that. That's a little twisted because if you took a whole month or a year or 3 years, because I hear people say, I'm waiting on my wife to come back to you. How long has she been gone? 3 years. I just know one day she'll come back to me. Well, here's what happens. 3 years you've wasted. You've been non-productive. Do you think God honors that? No. Do you think being non-productive with 3 years of your life that you did not owe it, that you did not honor yourself enough to focus on self-recovery for yourself and self-acknowledgement that you got to go on? No. So 3 years you disrespected yourself. You gave the empowerment to the person who hurt you. You literally began to give yourself. You wasted that time. Do you think God, you know, likes that? No. Because even with the talents in the Bible, you see where God cursed the one who, you know, I held it closely until you came back. Nope, you're cursed. What God loves is productivity. He loves reproduction. He likes birthing forth. We are here on earth as co-creators to birth things forth, multiply things. When we talk about law of attraction, even we talk about those type of things, thinking to the mind of Christ. So let's talk on law of attraction just for a moment. So if you believe that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, or so is his life or his world, then because the scripture says it, if you truly believe that, when you begin to find yourself at a place where you're waiting, I'm just waiting because I know they're going to come back to me. I just know that they will. Or either I've been pondering on this for three months now. Why on earth did I get robbed? I don't understand why. You know, what happened? So you took all that time, and according to the scripture, no matter how much you're in pain and hurting, according to the word of God, you're pretty much cursed. Because you wasted the time that God gave you on this planet to multiply, reproduce, look forward to the future, bless people, love on people. You wasted your time in a place of non-productivity, and you didn't increase into the future, you decreased because you refuse for the future to come to you. You refuse to live in the now moment. Instead, you allowed your past to rule and reign in your now moment, and you allow the person who did this to you to rule and reign over you. So what happens here is you've lost a lot of your identity in that time period. You've lost time. You've robbed God from the essence of really forgetting those things that are behind, pressing towards the mark. You've literally done more damage to yourself, probably more than what that person has done to you. And I want you to think about that. Because when you empower someone to that degree, and everything else is relying on, I don't understand why, then you've literally lost yourself. You have lost yourself completely. You can't do that. Now, the next thing I want to be able to bring to you is this. And I like this because here's where people, I think, miss it. You have got to determine whether or not you will forgive. You've got to determine. Here's what I say to people. Bring forth a determination to say, you know what? This person, the more I ponder on it, this person did not just rob me or leave me for another woman or man. This person didn't just hurt me, backstab me, gossip about me, you know, hurt me, whatever hurt looks like for you. They didn't just hurt me. They're continually to hurt me every single day because I'm allowing the empowerment of what they've done. I'm keeping it alive instead of letting it die. I'm resurrecting the dead, and I'm allowing that to talk to me all day long, every day. So they didn't rob you one time. They robbed you many times. She didn't leave you one time. She's leaving you every moment of every day. How many just got that? Because when you call up things that are, that you know, that being honest, so they were, in other words, what you're doing is you're calling forth things that are dead of your past, and you're keeping the past, the dead things of the past, resurrected enough to basically steal and rob your now moment, where you can be when you're able to be producing in the now moment. So that person is still robbing you every day, and you are the one that's allowing them to do it. You're the one that has open arms to say, here, today, because I'm going to focus on you, I allow you to come back into my life and rob me again. I allow you to come back in my life and cheat on me again. I allow you to come back in my life to begin to leave me again for the 99th time, because those 99 times, probably 99 days since you've done it to me, I'm still resurrecting the power of what you did to me every single day. So you have to determine, make a strong determination to say to yourself, today I choose to respect and honor myself enough to forgive the person who's done me harm, because the truth is that person who did me harm is either got issues, got problems, or they're wounded, because wounded people want to hurt wounded people. And something was probably stolen from their life or their childhood, so therefore they want to go on a rampage and steal from other people because they were stolen from. Or either they were cheated on, so they want to cheat on somebody else to sort of feel like in the spirit they're going to like get them back, you know, or as it, calling it even. No matter what the case may be, here's the thing. People hurt people. People that are hurt people as well. It's like a spreading disease. If you love, you love other people. If you hurt, you want to hurt other people. You know? And so if you've been stolen, if you've been robbed, you want to rob other people, not even realizing intentionally you're doing it. So you have to begin to realize, where does it stop? Where is it going to stop in your life? You make a determination to say, it stops with me right now. I make a determination to forgive, to love myself and respect myself enough to say, I will never ponder, think about this moment ever again. That event that happened to me, that trauma that happened to me, it now, right now, I put it to rest, and I begin to see myself coming alive again. Here's one thing I'll leave you today in this podcast is this. You might say to yourself, well, it's hard to forget. It's easy to forgive, yes, or maybe it's hard to forgive, but it may be hard to forget. Here's the thing. You might not never forget it, but it doesn't mean because you don't forget it, it doesn't mean you have to dwell on it. It doesn't mean you have to bring it up every conversation or remind yourself or remind other people what happened to you. My thing is this. Why don't you let it go? If it comes back into your remembrance, you know what? Recognize it and say, ah, you know what? That was a day that God taught me to forgive. Turn it around for good. If that person hurt you, knifed you in the back and left you, or said, you're too fat, you're too skinny, you're too ugly, I cheat on you with a younger woman, cheat on you with a younger man, whatever the case may be, you one day will look back and you will look at that, and when you do, you say, you know what, that day empowered me because I woke up that day. I woke up that day and I realized that this was a tool that God used in my life to transform me, to make me stronger, but also to make some changes in my life. to where I can be empowered. I always say this, life is my teacher. Everything that happens to me, good, bad, and ugly, has a message in it to teach me something, to cause me to learn from something. If you're not learning from something, it's going to happen to you again and again. Because either you've been asking too much of the why questions, not forgiving, when why doesn't do anything, or you have learned to say, I'm sitting it aside, I'm dying to it, I'm never going to talk about it again. Or if it's brought up again, it'll brought up whenever one day someone says, hey, can you share with me your story, your testimony, whatever, your journey? And you say, well, yes, this happened to me. But your tone will be totally different. Forgiveness always brings a new tone to your story, always. If you don't, your tone of voice, your tone of saying that story will come out in a way where people look and say, wow, it's still affecting you. And don't think for a moment, folks, that people can't pick up on your vibration. There are thousands of people. People pick up vibrations every day and they say, ooh, did you notice how she said that? I really felt tense when she said that. I felt really like when he said it, it was cold. You know, I just get this really weird vibe when he said it. Why? Because what they're saying is they recognize the fact that you never forgave. They recognize your vibration changed and people pick up on that. And instead of being a story that's powerful, a great journey that you learned from and you forgave, instead of that, people are going to walk away and say, I don't know if I want to be around them. They're harboring something. Like, they're still negative. And, people pick up on that. And so you're taking your chance on actually losing other people of what you wanted to be able to be a powerful story or testimony has now become a curse. And now people are not going to stay with you because they pick up the fact that's not a testimony, my friend. A testimony is when you overcome. According to the book of Revelation, the Bible says in many places in Revelation, it says, to he who overcomes, I shall give him this. I shall do this for him. So that means you haven't overcome. If you hadn't forgiven, you have not overcome. And people will recognize the empowerment of overcoming in a new vibration, or they recognize something's not right about you, and I don't need to stay here any longer. Because what you think is a testimony is nothing more than a dry, cut and dry experience you went through. It has no meaning of purpose as far as hope, giving people a bright future. It doesn't birth forth joy out of the weeping part of it. There's no life in it. So you have to remember, when you tell your story, your journey to somebody, if you don't forgive, you have no life in that story. That story is not overcoming, it's powerless. Because you have not taken it to the level to be transformed into joy and forgiveness. And because of that, it only holds that of words. No life, no power, no story, no joy, no overcoming. And definitely, it's not called a testimony. It's just a piece of your life. Do you want something to be a testimony, or do you want it to be just a piece of your life? Because pieces of life that have no meaning, have no empowerment, and have no education, have no forgiveness, and no love into it, is just literally a waste of time. So you might as well, honestly, this is the truth. You might as well just keep your mouth shut and not tell anybody, because people know the difference. All right? Make your story stand out. Make it powerful. Make it anointed. Make it to where people cry when they hear it. Make it where people are really giving God praise and really, really honoring your journey to see now where you've come from by basically learning to forgive. And you might not forget it, but you can turn around and say, one day you will laugh about it. It's like this. If you think of somebody, let's say if me and you are jogging down the street and I fall and I, let's say, bust my kneecap open, that's not a time to laugh, right? Like you're not going to laugh at that moment. You're not going to find yourself saying, oh my gosh, you fell down, your knee's busted and bloody. Because I would be the person, just like you would, to say, are you crazy? Are you warped? What's wrong with you, you idiot? I'm hurt, I'm bleeding, and you're laughing at me. But guess what? 2 years, 3 years go by, and you're going to be talking to somebody with your friend right there, whoever that was jogging with you, and you're going to say, oh my gosh, do you remember the time I was going on the road? Oh my gosh, it hurts so bad, but I fell down. And you'll find yourself laughing about it years later. But at the moment it happened, man, you would have smite somebody. You would have slapped them upside their head if they laughed at you for that happening, right? But years later, you're the one finding yourself laughing at something that happened to you. And do you know why? Because your emotion in the moment is not really an eternal emotion. It's only an emotion for the moment that needed to be fit into the category of what happened to you. But you can't expect that emotion to be present in the future, because it won't. And because it won't, you have to remember that one day this too will pass and you will see it differently. So the best thing to do now is forgive. Forgive. If you forgive right now, I guarantee you, behind forgiveness, a new emotion will spring forth. A brand new emotion springs forth out of forgiveness. If you don't forgive, you will be stale in that same emotion. And 3 years later, because let's say, for example, if your friend pushed you down by accident or whatever, or did it purposely or whatever, no, you're not going to be laughing. That same emotion that happened in that moment will still be present. Because the only way to change an emotion is through the power of forgiveness. Forgiveness will always usher in a brand new emotion behind it to say, do you remember when that happened? Oh my God, it was so embarrassing. Oh, I remember when he left me. Here's what most people say. At the time, I was so devastated. I was just so broken. But you know what? I needed that because after that, I met the man of my dreams. I met the woman of my dreams. I got the better job. You know, I won the lottery. Whatever the case may be, your emotion will change because you will recognize that through tragedy came life. Through tragedy and through unforgiveness or through an experience, I should say, always comes forth after that joy. So this is what forgiveness does for you. Forgiveness changes your emotion eventually. Forgiveness sets you free, puts you on a new vibration, causes people to see a testimony versus a story. These are the things you cannot forget. So I want to encourage every one of you today, find in your heart to be able to move into that place to know forgiveness is exactly what it means. It's liberating, and forgiveness is always on the side of truth, not the side of an answer. Thank you so much for tuning in for this podcast today, guys. You guys have been awesome. I'm so glad I have so many thousands of people on this journey with me in life. I always say this, you know, this journey is beautiful. Let's treat it like it is, and let's watch God do some miraculous things in our lives as we continue to attract and manifest everything that we are as co-creators to change our world. And as always, I always like to close out to say this. If you don't like your day, go and create it. Go and recreate. Go and change today what you want it to be, from negative to positive, from bad to good, and start speaking life into your day and watch life honor your words and bring you what you're looking for. God bless.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.